Morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. Thanks for calling in this morning.
No problem.
How was your Labor Day?
We had a nice, relaxing weekend.
Yes.
Although I tell you, the allergies have really kicked in. That time of year.
Things are starting to die off or bloom or one or the other, for sure. Yeah.
I think it's the ragweed and the goldenrod this time of year.
Yes, indeed. Well.
Oh, well, could be worse.
Actually, speaking of fall issues, there was one, as you're aware, I'm sure, one case of Triple E in a Quincy resident that's been detected. So all those safety guidelines for mosquito safety should be adhered to.
Yes, we're told she got it in Plymouth, but it's a reminder to all of us, you know. And, you know, if you've got a backyard with anything standing water, you should get rid of it. Water after a rain, a shower, water collects in different areas and could be on top of a trash barrel, but it doesn't take long for the mosquito larvae to begin to work, and all of a sudden you get mosquitoes chomping on you. So it's a good idea to make sure you get nothing in the air that collects water and standing water.
Absolutely, yeah. How is the Quincy doing in the pandemic? I don't have any numbers. The last numbers I have were from Friday.
Yeah, I think we had one day with 5, one day with 3, and one day with 1 over the weekend. So we're still running that, you know, between 1 and 4 generally each day. So we're hoping to hit that 0 steadily. But, you know, we're still in the green. We're still under the 4 average for the last 2 weeks. So let's hope that stays the way.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially as school is preparing to start just a week from tomorrow, right?
Yes, at least in the hybrid model for pre-K through third grade.
Right. I can hear your allergies bothering you now.
Oh, I'm telling you. Brutal this morning.
Yes. school committee meeting again this week, so any...
Again tomorrow night, yeah. We'll be talking about some of the policy issues, some of the issues around reopening, and we said we'd continue to monitor things and to make adjustments going forward when we could bring the next cohorts in under the hybrid. But, you know, day by day.
Yeah. Is there any concern about internet access here in Quincy? I know some of the more rural communities are having problems with this.
It's more of a case of, yes, the answer to the question is yes. Yeah. There's some families that may not have it. We're working with those families, and we're working with families that have no access to computer with Chromebooks. We temporarily loan them just like we did last spring. In fact, we're doing a lot of upgrades around the school buildings, Joe, because of the amount of volume now that we're going to be dealing with the internet. So we have to boost some of the school areas so that all the schools are ready for it as well. So spending some money on that, almost $1 million, actually.
Hmm. Right, because the teachers will be teaching from the classrooms, correct?
Well, it's going to be a combination.
Oh,
some may be from the classroom, some may be from their home, some may be from a spot in the school, not necessarily the classroom. So still working all that out.
Is there any sense for how many students have opted for full remote? Because I know that's an option.
You know, I haven't heard that number in a while.
Okay.
So that's something I'm sure we'll learn tomorrow night.
Sure.
You know, that pre-K to third, I doubt there'd be a lot of that.
Okay.
But who knows? I mean, people do have the option. And, you know, the whole busing issue may push some of that as well.
Right.
Where you can't, you know, we just can't physically pick these kids up now with the rules on the buses because of the social distancing, which is crazy. So that may force some of those folks that have no option if they can't get their child to school to do the remote. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Speaking of schools, City Council is getting back to work tonight after their summer break, and one of the main items on the agenda is the construction of the Special Education Learning Center on Old Colony Avenue. The appropriation is for $14 million. Is that in addition to the $8.5 million that was already approved?
Yes, that's in addition.
Okay.
The original amount was for the acquisition and what we thought was construction at that point. Now, once we delved into this, and realized, you know, through working with the state, realizing all the code and all the issues to build a state-of-the-art facility, which you wouldn't want to build anything but, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Joe, just about every classroom has to have their own restroom.
Really?
Yes, so that gets very, very expensive, as you can imagine, when you're building that kind of plumbing out in the entire building. So, but even in the end, even with the total amount that would be borrowing, at the end of the day, we're still going to be saving money for the city of Quincy, so in the general bottom line in the budget. So that's a good thing. It gets very expensive For example, we, you know, a lot of kids, not only do we send them out to a specific school to help them, but there's the transportation cost to send them to that school. Mm-hmm. So you get the tuition and the transportation. And quite frankly, it just doesn't seem right that some of these kids are on a bus for 2 to 3 hours a day, going and, you know, to and coming from. So this is going to be a state-of-the-art, magnificent facility serving our families here in Quincy. Not all of them, because there are certain situations where we still have to send people out because of the specific need that we just can't necessarily handle. And some of our kids have 24-hour care because of the disability. So, you know, we're very excited about it. I know Aaron Perkins and the whole special ed team is very excited about it. And I do believe we're going to have an awful lot of families choose to keep their kids in Quincy, which is going to lead to great savings. And I just think a better environment for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Will there need to be more staff brought on for the new center?
Yeah, but even with all of that, even with the staff, even with the cost of the build-out, it's still going to be less money for the city,
Okay.
which is pretty remarkable.
I know you had hoped at one point for maybe about a year from now to have it open. Is that still the goal?
That's still the goal. Okay. September of 2021, that is still the goal, correct?
Okay. Yep. Very good. Also tonight, the council will be talking about leasing out a building on Broad Street for Father Bill's homeless shelter. That's a building the city recently purchased?
Yes, okay. Yes. So at 39 Broad Street, literally across the street from where Father Bill's is right now.
Okay.
There's an industrial building there that is in good shape, but Father Bill's has a master plan with a whole different mindset for treating the homeless and some transitional housing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in order for them to get the financing they need, you know, multi-year lease, which is typical in that world.
Yeah.
And any time we get more than 5 years on a lease, I have to get the city council approval for it. So, obviously, for those that don't know, Father Bill's is in a city building currently, actually leasing in that building, the old Registry of Motor Vehicles building. So, mm-hmm. As you know, that's going to become part of the campus of the new public safety headquarters, thus the need to find Father Bill's location across the street.
Right. I know they're hoping to switch to a different type of model, moving away from the emergency shelter more to long-term housing.
Yeah, kind of a combination. There'd be a triage area with emergency housing and then some transitional housing that people would stay for perhaps 3 or 4 months. It's an interesting concept. And
yeah.
I believe they've done it in Worcester and a couple of the locations, and it seems to be effective. So we're hoping that, you know, I hear from people all the time, why don't you just shut it down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, first of all, we have, in my opinion, as a government, we have a commitment to take care of those that can't take care of themselves. So that's one. Two is people think that if you shut it down, the homeless problem goes away. Well, that's not true. The reason the shelter was built was because we had a homeless issue 40 years ago. So I like to remind people of that. So, you know, Father Bill's is an important facility here in the city for those that are down and out. Now, then we get other issues. And this is the thing that I remind people. Every homeless person in Quincy, you know, doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Father Bill's.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people that do not want to help. They don't want to follow rules. They either have an addiction issue and they can't, you know, handle themselves, so they're out on the street, which is very, very sad. And we've got social workers. We're trying to deal with some of those individuals, but so it's not everything related to Father Bill's. So I want to make sure that that's clear. But Father Bill's has a good mission, and they do help a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember when it started in St. John's basement.
Father Bill McCarthy.
That's right.
Hence Father Bill's.
That's right. How do you think the primary went last week, Mayor, with all the different ways of voting?
Well, it was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we were laughing because in 2002 I ran for county treasurer, and I never knew what happened in Franklin because it didn't come in until the next day. I had already lost. There's no way I could make it up. So when I heard about the Franklin thing still being out, I said, "Oh my God, nothing's changed in Franklin."
And I didn't know that. Interesting.
But it was surprising to me that there were a number of communities that really weren't prepared for that.
Yeah.
They weren't staffed for it. They weren't prepared for it. And, again, it just shows Nikki Crispo, Joe Newton, and that team, what a remarkable job they did. They were all wrapped up by 9:45.
Yes.
You had next door in Weymouth, I think it was 1 in the morning.
Yes.
Before we learned. I mean, it's – so you know, there's certainly a lot of work to that stuff. You know, it's typically a lot of work anyway with just the absentee and then the normal voting. But then to do the mail-in, it was a ton of work. I know there was well over 10,000 ballots that were mailed in, and those all have to be handled. You got to make sure the list is accurate then that goes out to the voting place.
Yeah.
You don't want people voting twice. You don't want confusion. So, I mean, it's a lot of work to it. I certainly agree with encouraging people to vote. But the flip side is sometimes they say, you know, I understand, you know, and typically the elderly, those who can't make it out or are going away, they vote absentee, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want to make people too lazy. I mean, it is a privilege that we have, and I understand this is under the COVID, but I still like to go down, say hello to the election workers. I love to put my ballot through that ballot box. It's such a great feeling. I know it sounds corny, but it's such a great feeling as an American. What a privilege we have. I mean, there's people around the world that would walk 20 miles to have that opportunity. You know, we got 24 voting locations in Quincy. It couldn't be any easier. 7 in the morning to 8 at night. So I just hope that this doesn't become a permanent thing, because I think it's going to have a long-term effect on the amount it's going to cost for elections. Obviously, significant money when you start mailing like that to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it's to get us over the hump through the COVID, keep everything protected, I understand it and I support it, but I hope people don't get used to it. I think we got to get back to a process by which I think you have to make a little bit of an effort.
According to Representative Chan, it's actually utilizing kind of a loophole in the law that allows for mail-in voting during acts of God. So they're considering COVID an act of God. There would have to be a change in the law to have it permanently.
I think the COVID's an act of devil. I don't think God put this here. Mm. But anyway, we'll get into that with Tacky.
Mayor, I know you're well aware, of course, that the compressor station in North Weymouth has received permission to go ahead with testing. I know this has been an ongoing battle with just about every elected official on the South Shore. Your feelings about that?
It's very disappointing.
Yeah.
It truly is. I mean, we've all worked very hard on this. I mean, the group of citizens that from day one have been on this, you know, Alice and the team, they've been just remarkable. You know, Brad Kroll was on it early, the WET2 counselor, you know, the Weymouth contingent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jamie Murphy, the rep in Weymouth, obviously Ron Marino at Quincy Point, excuse me, Congressman Lynch. I mean, everybody from day one has been on this. And unfortunately, you know, the federal guidelines and laws that were put in place in the 30s to get commerce moving and to allow for piping to get all over the country, you know, unfortunately, I think that has a lot to do with why we couldn't slow this down. I guess we did slow it down to some degree, but
mm-hmm.
stop it. And to me, it's extremely disappointing. And it's very few times when you have every elected official rowing in the same direction.
Yes.
I mean, councilors, mayors, state reps, state senators, you know, the congressmen, the two U.S. senators. I mean, everybody was on the same page with this. And so it's disappointing. It really is.
Is there anything more that you think that can be done?
Well, I know that the legal team's still on it, is still appealing this. I think they were allowed to continue during the appeal. So, you know, there's a shot, I suppose, a long shot, that
mm-hmm.
Some appeal may hit, and then they wouldn't be able to operate. And the other part of this is which is disturbing as well, Joe, is look, the Four River Basin area is already overburdened with industrial use. So the air quality down there already has some challenges. But one could argue, well, at least with those uses over the years, especially the shipyard in all those years, you know, there were people derived something from it. People made a living there. This operation is selling gas off. It has no benefit locally. It has, you know, either way, no benefit to us economically and no benefit to us energy-wise. So that, to me, is even more disappointing and disturbing that here we got to put up with that and there's no benefit to the community.
Hmm. Well, folks should be prepared. I know that that group Frax is asking that any kind of testing be sent out as an alert through the city website, just to let folks know, I guess, that it's happening at least.
Correct.
Yeah. Mayor, today is the 2-year anniversary of the dedication of the Hancock Adams Common.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I was reading that in the Quincy Historical Society's Quincy Book of Days, and my, how things have changed over the past 2 years.
Sure have. But the place still looks terrific. The guys are doing a great job maintaining it. And I know it's been extremely well received. We still get comments from a lot of people, particularly people that may have been away from this city for a long time and have come back to visit or move back this way. They're blown away by the space. It is first class. I mean, this could easily be in the mall, the National Mall in D.C., with the quality that was built. So we're pleased with it. I know the public is very happy with it. It's like the outdoor living space for our new downtown. Mm. It really is. And, of course, you know, next spring we'll be celebrating another big milestone for the downtown with the construction of the General's Park, mm-hmm. going along with the bridge. So that'll be exciting next spring.
Yeah, I know you're anticipating, hoping have folks back out again enjoying outdoor events there.
Let's hope, yes, indeed.
Have a wonderful day, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. You also, Joe.
Bye-bye.